money, please, I'm an addict. Well, I was going to sit because there was only about 10 of y'all in here when we first came in here. And I said, I can sit. I'll be able to see everybody. And right now, I'm just going to say I'm grateful y'all all were not in the workshop I was in last night. mainly because of what was going on with me. So if you don't know me, this is like a good topic for me. It's one that I practice regularly. When Jessica asked me about doing the workshop, she asked Mindy, who I happen to sponsor, for us to do it together. And I'm like, well, don't you want like a different perspective? She said, no, this is like the sweet and sour. I was like, I don't want to know which is which. Although she did tell me. So we're going to do a couple of things different. So I'm not going to take a whole long sharing, but I do want to share about keeping it real. And I also want to take a moment to make amends for my behavior last night. I talked in the main speaker meeting last night a lot to the person sitting next to me, which is totally inappropriate in a meeting. Now, I want to justify that shit because I had something going on. But I should have got up and probably walked out. But instead, I stayed there and went through what I went through. And the speaker even asked at one point, Lisa, are you okay? And I'm like, great, now I've been called out in the middle of the meeting because I wasn't okay. And I'm still really not okay. I'm just struggling with an area of my life I've been working on. I was hoping I was done crying, but I'm not, apparently. And this is how you keep it real. I had a good conversation with my sponsor this morning, and I'm like, I wish for the days that I didn't feel that I could just act like everything was all right. This front row right here, people witnessed me have a hysterical nervous breakdown in a workshop. I've never met this girl, and she watched me sit there. And I want to say this so she'll know that I sat in my seat, and I cried like that, and I have 23 years clean, and I was in pain, and I shared, and y'all loved me, and you hugged me, and you made me laugh, and you stayed with me. Because you don't know which addict is hurting last night. Unfortunately, the only word I could hear last night was cocaine. I struggled so bad in that meeting last night because of where my head was. But y'all taught me to keep my ass in my chair. So that's what I did and wrote it through. And I'm going to keep being here today and letting y'all know who I am. Now, this wasn't how it was when I got here. I had no sense of reality. Who does? I mean, we've been living lives of just lies, constant lies that we tell ourselves. That's how we functioned. That's how I function. That's how we all function. I never heard anybody say, you know, I've been brutally honest with myself and this whole time I was using and decided to get clean. That's not how it works. You know, so we come here and we tend to forget a lot of times when newcomers come in the room and they're not being real and they're not being honest. They don't know. I didn't know how. I didn't know how, and it started with my sponsor. That's how it started. I didn't know how to be honest with myself at all. Like, I believed my own insane bullshit. I still do today. You know, that's part of the disease of addiction. I keep waiting for that part to go away, but I just ain't there yet. You know, working step, doing everything that I do. I live full-time Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm still not there. So keep coming back. That's what it's all about. That's what our church are saying this weekend. And, you know, so it was definitely a process, and it started with my sponsor, and my sponsor had a responsibility in that. And I tell you, her responsibility was to tell me the truth. And so many times we struggle as sponsors to tell our sponsees the truth. And it's not fair, and it does not do them any good. It's no good for my sponsor to say, well, it's all right. You know, you really shouldn't be sleeping with married men, but, you know, it's okay. Maybe you'll do better later. She should have said, what the are you doing? You know? Stop doing that, you know? This is one of those lies I told myself. Like, I'm not married. He's married. I'm not cheating. He's cheating. Made sense to me at 6 months clean. You know? You know, I have a sponsor today that just this morning said, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, no, you know? Classic question, I don't know what I'm doing! You know? You know, so, I mean, that was one of the lies that I told myself. Here recently, here's another good one. I'm terrible, and I'm way better now, but I went through a process of being late to work. 18 years clean. I am not late to meetings. My ass is on time for service positions. I am where I'm supposed to be, but for work, you know, I got things to do in the morning. You know, meditation, getting ready. It's only 5 minutes. I mean, half the time I worked through my lunch break and stuff. And so I would tell myself this lie, and I even got written up twice. So I finally thought, you know, it doesn't matter what my head thinks, it's the wrong thing to do. I need to own it, and I need to get up earlier and be on time and stop putting the stress on myself, you know? But I wanted to justify and rationalize, and that's where we struggle, I think, with as addicts, we struggle with keeping it real because we want to pretend it's not. Living in reality, who likes that word? Reality sucks sometimes. And I don't want to live there, so I just pretend it's something else. I can come up with the most elaborate bullshit in my head. You know? Yeah. Sometimes it's fun up there, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's a lot of fun up there. You know, I make up all kinds of great stuff. But then when I start looking at it and sharing about it out loud, and what helps me to keep it real is, like I talked about, working with that sponsor, finding that sponsor that I can trust, that I can say that is nasty thoughts that I have in my head. That stuff that, you know, I want to pull every hair out of her head if she won't shut up. I do not want to listen to this girl talk no more. You know how you'll be thinking something like that when you're talking to somebody? Or, you know, just ugly. That's not who I am. But that doesn't mean that my head still doesn't do it. The good news is I don't have to do that out here. You guys don't have to live in there with me. You know, I bring my sponsor in to help me get on the other side of that because I don't always want to have that. I don't always want to be thinking that way. And it's not always the case. You know, the other thing that really helped me with keeping it real is having a home group. And having a home group that I go to regularly. Like, I don't just pick up a chip there. They know who I am. I'm of service. I put chairs back. I talk to newcomers. And I say that, although I did not go this last week. I did not go to my home group. Keep it real. I made a decision not to take a total break this week and have some quiet time to myself, which was very selfish, you know. And that probably didn't do anybody any good, and it's probably why I had a nervous fucking breakdown last night in the middle of a workshop, you know. Who knows? Maybe not. But that home group knows when I come in there and there's a few people in that home group, they can just look at me. And I wish that I did not have, I have no poker face. If you want to win money, play poker with me. You'll know exactly what I have in my hand. I wear everything out here today. You know who I am. You know what I'm about. If you don't want to know what I really think, don't ask me. Because I'm going to tell you. And that has given me the ability to keep it real today. And I'm real grateful that I can keep it real. I am tired of lying to myself. I don't want to lie to myself anymore. You know, I was thinking about that, like, this is not a workshop, this is not a topic I struggle with today, because I've done some work on it, but those are the things, you know? And then the last area that really helped me get to the reality of my life was step work, is doing some step work, because how can you keep it real when you have no idea who you are, what you like, or anything? I mean, I was confused about all of that when I got here. And through step work with a sponsor, and again, that honest sharing, like not leaving out the parts that I don't want to talk about, but really saying who I am today and letting her know and a few other people know. And I don't have to go march up and down the hall and say what was wrong with me. You know, people know something's going on. I called my sponsor this morning. I talked to her for, you know, a good 45 minutes. I felt better afterwards. I have a bit of a plan. I'm still struggling on the inside. I still feel real yucky on the inside. And I'll share with it without being specific is that I'm really struggling to not hurt another human being so I feel okay. Can anybody relate to that? Yeah. I mean, that goes back to the day one, you know, of being here. And I'm so grateful that I'm still allowed to be human even though I have to be reminded. And that I can walk through this process too. And every time I go through something like this, I come out on the other side as a better person. So, you know, if you don't do anything else in Narcotics Anonymous, stay clean, don't use no matter what, and keep it real. And you will stay, and you will continue to grow and get better. Thanks for letting me share. Thanks for sharing.
I'm Mindy and I'm an addict. And
hey, Mindy.
I sure as hell hate to follow that. But I will.
I love you.
I love you too. This is my shining example of keeping it real right over here. She is my sponsor. When I first got here, I couldn't even keep it real for a minute, hardly. I wasn't sure I was an addict, you know. I really went through that, I don't know, maybe not. You know, I really went back and forth with that for a while until I got, you know, miserable enough to look at, you know, reality. And I still struggle with, you know, keeping it real today, but I'm a lot better than I used to be. And things that have helped me with that have been going to meetings. I'm pretty much going to regurgitate what you said, I think, because, you know, I kind of try to follow the leader. But keeping it real is not always easy, but it sure does help my spirit, you know, when I keep it real. When I'm bullshitting myself all the time, I am holding myself down, you know. And when I keep it real, I can get connected with y'all. I can get connected with my higher power. And life is just better, you know. And then a lot of times after I get real about something, I'm like, what the hell? You know, why was I lying to myself about this shit? You know, I mean, it was just kind of stupid, you know. And then go, why did I do that for so long? But, you know, it's a process. It's a process. but some of the things that I have really struggled with are trying to get other people clean. You know, I thought, you know, that I could get other people clean, especially people in my family. And, you know, that really kicked my ass, you know. but today I know that I cannot do that. And the best thing I can do is take care of Mindy and keep my hand out for my brother and sister, you know, whoever they may be, you know. And whew, inhale, exhale. That helps me to keep it real, too. I do try to do a meditation every day, and I've learned to feel things. Just go ahead and feel things, let them go, you know. I don't have to stay stuck in whatever feeling I'm feeling. I can feel it and let it go, you know. I may bring it back and feel it again, but it is possible today to feel something and let it go, for which I'm very grateful, because you know how we are. We can get in there and we can replay, and talk about misery, you know, and I courted that misery at different times in my recovery. I put myself there, you know, and today I can, thank God, recognize that, and I don't have to stay there so long, you know. I can get on over back to the serenity, you know, instead of staying stuck in the misery today. And I'm really grateful for steps, you know. I just got through writing on my fourth step. I'm waiting for some time with my sponsor for us to go over it. But, you know, each time I do that kind of stuff, I feel more connected to myself. You know, I feel like I'm getting more real. You know, when I put that pen to the paper, you know, that's where I see the bullshit a lot of times, you know, or talking to somebody else. You know, I get these grandiose ideas up in my head, you know, and I think, oh, yeah. And then I'll talk to my sponsor, she's like, what the fuck? Or my best friend, she'll say, huh? You know, so I need intervention from other people, you know, because this is not always to be trusted. But anyway, for so many years, I stuffed my feelings, and I don't know if y'all can relate to that or not, you know, growing up, you know, put on the happy face, you know, and pretend everything's okay, and maybe it will be. And occasionally I still do that in recovery, but, you know, I get called on it, you know, or it just becomes unbearable and I just have to get honest, you know. But I'm so grateful that I don't have to stuff my feelings today because, well, I mean, I still do, but, you know, I don't like I used to. It used to be like I'd be a volcano, man, you know, after you stuff it a while and then one little thing sets you off, it's like, and that can be ugly, And that can be hurtful to me and other people. You know, so I'm really grateful that I don't have to be a ticking time bomb today, you know, so that it all spews out. I remember one time I was talking to somebody. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm spewing venom." It was like everything was coming out. I was like, "Oh my God!" You know, it just felt like nothing was positive. You know, it was just all. But it's okay, you know, because y'all tell me whatever I feel, whatever I think, whatever. It's okay. Just be where you are and feel what you feel. You'll get through it. The feeling's not going to kill me, you know. And if I stay connected, if I stay connected to y'all and my higher power, you know, I'll get through it. And I'm truly grateful for that. I think that's all I've got.
Thanks for sharing.